Hey, welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. And of course, I'm here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of The Deadline.
Hello.
How are you?
I won't go into it. You know.
We just vented offline, so yes, I have the whole scoop.
Nah, I didn't hit record.
Yeah, good, good. But, oh, I know, I'm sorry to hear all that bummer stuff.
Well, what can you do?
Well, after October 13th, that's when Jupiter goes direct, and that's the planet of expansion and good fortune. So right now it's retrograding, so everybody feels like they're working under a black cloud. It's just one bad luck thing after another.
No, I'm working under like a black universe.
Black hole.
Please suck me in.
And Mercury is still retrograde. That's going to go direct on September 30th. So that'll free up communications and make things, you know, you won't have to be redoing everything. Mm-hmm. Things will run a little more smoothly. But then once Jupiter goes direct, we'll all be like, wow, full steam ahead with whatever projects that you've been kind of creating and working on. All of a sudden, they'll just blow wide open and expand. Right. And everybody will be like, oh, wow, finally, you know, that dark cloud is lifted. And that's...
Well, I had a little cloud lift, finally.
Yeah?
Yes.
You got laid?
No. No, that would have been a huge cloud.
Oh, okay.
No, my iPhone, I am now able to send photos and videos and receive them now.
Well, you couldn't before?
Nope, they would come in as a link from AT&T. You have to go to a certain site on AT&T's site actually see it. But now they finally upgraded their network, and now I can get them directly.
Never knew that was an issue with the iPhone.
It was.
I figured it was so much more advanced than the crummy, because even the crummy little LG I have could always do video and pics messages and stuff.
Yep.
And, wow. Huh.
Very big. I was tired of the stupid link because they would give you this username and password. You have to log in to actually see what they sent you.
Oh, my God.
And it's not, and it's not like, you know, iPhone 1 and iPhone 2 is, you know, it's like capital R, lowercase u, 620.
Okay, sensitive.
Yeah.
Oh, good God. Ugh, insane.
Yep, so very happy. And they're not charging any extra for it.
Good.
It's just your regular.
They shouldn't. They owe you for all the aggravation they put you through the whole time you had it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Wow.
But, yep, they're just including with our text messaging plan, so.
That's good. Very good. So did you see the big news?
News? Do we have news?
Yeah.
Is it News of the Weird?
No, that's another show. No, I remember I was posting because scrambling since Mick, Mac, whatever.
Patty Brian, Mac, give it up.
He was resigning as team leader of the Central Jersey Division. Of course, I get an email the day before the meeting.
Of course.
And I'm like, so I sent him a message. I'm like, I hope this doesn't mean you're like abandoning ship while the meeting is tomorrow night, and I am like so screwed because I can't drive down there, you know. And he wrote back, oh, no, I'm going to get through tomorrow night's meeting, but I'm just telling you I can't do this anymore. He had a lot of family obligations and stuff, so it was just getting to be too much. You know, that whole hour and a half a month is, it's a lot. It's draining. So we posted, and fortunately, we have my two faves, Gregory and Sherry Irish,
uh-huh,
are coming back to the helm of the Central Jersey Division. Yay!
Da, 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 da.
You know, it was just like, I still, like, I was breaking in Brian, and it was still like I was holding my breath, like, you know, like when you're watching your kid learn to walk and they're taking a step and you're like, you don't want to scream and scare them and have them fall, you know, and that's what it was like. But, you know, with Greg and Sherry, it's just like, whew, I can breathe, you know, like I don't even have to give it a second thought. I just know, like, they know how to book those meetings, deal with the librarian, run the show, set up for cemeteryons. I mean, it's just like that, you know, you can just hand off the baton and let them run. And it's like, thank God.
It's like Lee Iacocca came back.
So, yeah, I was very, very excited. I got their call on a Saturday morning, and we talked, and I was just, like, almost to the point of tears, hysterically happy that, you know, well, you saw all the postings. I was like, oh, my God, I got them.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So that's good. So, yeah, so the Central Jersey, and plus the Central Jersey division is the larger of the two divisions. There's a lot of people that show up just every month for the meetings. They go on the cemetery hunts. So I was like, and but it's 72 miles one way for me to drive there. So I'm like, that's too much for me to be going.
I drive that to work 3 days a week.
3 days, wow. One way, right?
Yep.
And, oh my God. I know, I can't believe, like, the miles I've racked up, and it's going to be real bad now heading into ghosty season and driving all over.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh well. So, yes, yeah, so welcome back, Gregory and Sherry Irish, team leaders of Central Jersey Division. We are thrilled, relieved, and happy to have you there.
About
and
time.
I will be at that meeting, their first meeting back and holding the reins on October 7th. We'll get to that in the meeting announcements, but I will come down for that one. so I put that, you know, hoping that nobody will book me for a presentation that night. I've got it in my calendar so that if someone says, oh, what about October 7th? I'll be like, no, I already got plans. Although, if it's a lot of money, see ya! I will be right there. No.
We're going to give you $500.
Oh, honorarium. It's like, okay, well, Greg, Sherry, you're on your own. No.
Put me on speakerphone.
Yeah, exactly like I did with the other meeting, but I had to. I was so sick that night, I could not make that drive. Anyway, I saw them on Facebook, speaking of that site that I am not wild about.
But you're always on.
Yeah, unfortunately. I saw Alexandra Holzer. I don't know if you're familiar with her. It was Hans Holzer's daughter.
Okay.
She had posted something about, oh, give me a break with this movie, something like to that effect, that she wasn't too thrilled. And I'm like, what movie? So I looked it up, and now I saw it this morning on, you know, that it opened officially yesterday, September 25th, in select theaters. It's called Paranormal Activity.
Hmm.
Okay.
I haven't heard it.
Yeah. I saw this because of seeing what Alexandra was talking about on Facebook. I tracked down, and I had already watched the trailer for it,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, I agree with her. What is this? This is so stupid. They're calling it the Blair Witch Project.
Oh,
you know?
No.
This is what Yahoo had to say. They said 10 years ago, moviegoers were scared out of their minds by the Blair Witch Project. Now, I don't know, do you remember? Did you see the Blair Witch in the theater? Or
nope. I saw it at home.
Like me too. Yeah. And it was not scary, right?
Not at all.
Right. Now, I don't know if maybe... I said to myself after I watched it, because people were like, oh my God, this scared the crap out of me. It's so scary. There were parts in the Blair Witch Project where the screen went black.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, in a theater that's already black and dark, that probably was a pretty overwhelming effect. At home... Mm-hmm. Every time the television screen went black,
right,
with the little light on, my husband and I just saw our reflection in the glass. We're like, okay, we're waiting. Bring the movie back. So it really, it was like counterproductive.
Well, and also, I think it was more of a startling type fear, not just like a, you know,
a fear,
a primal fear or anything like that. It's just like, bah, you know.
Yeah. Well, which after seeing this thing. If you know, so will the newly released Scream Fest Paranormal Activity have the same effect? Early search interest points to yes. Now, if you watch the little trailer clip, mm-hmm. you see people being filmed in night shot, okay? The audience that,
right,
you know,
right.
It opens up with them waiting online outside the theater. They're brought in. They're watching this. And you can kind of see the movie running on the screen, plus see their back of their mm-hmm. heads. Then you see the front of their faces. And they're screaming. Now, they're probably getting startled, like you said. Which, you know, like when I saw Haunting in Connecticut in the movie theater. Mm-hmm. And it's just like that when something like, oh, you close the closet door and something's standing there. Like, you know, you do one of those. I mean, I don't go like,
Well, hell, you know, you hear your back to a closet door and someone slams it shut. You know, you get the little jump.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, it says, this film is shot documentary style, but is scripted like Blair Witch, and concerns a couple who may have a poltergeist in their home. They're dubious at first, but quickly change their tunes after things start happening. But by then, is it too late? After all, horror movies have a tendency to punish doubters as much as amorous teenagers. One of the things that makes Paranormal Activity unique is its release schedule. Right now, the film is only being screened in a handful of theaters. However, if moviegoers make enough noise and bug the studio bigwigs, the film may get a wider release. Wisely, the filmmakers have made it easy for fans to voice their demand. A visit to the movie's official site leads to a form that goes to theater owners. Power to the people. And then there's the trailer. Paranormal Activity did something unique in that the trailer aims the camera at a special sneak preview audience reacting to what they're seeing on screen. The moviegoers scream, jump, and generally turn into blubbering messes of terror. It's what every horror fan wants to see. Lookups on Paranormal Activity are up a whopping 450% the past week, and related queries on Paranormal Activity trailer are also trending upwards. Feeling brave? You can watch it for yourself from the official site link. Now, when I'll put the link on the deadline page, and when you go to it, you know, I did it. There's a little demand button, and it has, like, the key cities that this is opening up in. So if you see, like, let's say Los Angeles, New York, or something, you can click on the demand button and go right in. But obviously Hackett's Town is not one of those key cities. So you have to put in your zip code, and it brought up, it said, confirm Hackett's Town. I said, yes, and so you click demand, and when it was all done, it says, you and five others have demanded Paranormal Activity for Hackett's Town. I'm like,
Yay.
So it follows through with that. So I'll put the link up there.
And honestly, that percentage, that doesn't really mean a whole lot. I mean, they could have had 100 and then the next week, 500. You know?
Right. Yeah. 450% of what?
Yeah, exactly. I want to know what the beginning number is.
Yeah. Yeah. One, if they said we started out last week, we were getting like two hits a day and now we're getting 600 a day or we're crashing the server. That's
impressive, right?
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, so we'll have to see. I mean, knowing me, it's another one of those wait to rents.
I'm not even going to rent it. I'll wait till it comes on free TV.
Yeah, right? Well, I mean, I just do that Netflix thing, but, you know, and it probably will still have the, just seeing what I saw of it in the background on the trailer, I'm like, it's going to startle you.
That's it's what a horror movie's supposed to do, yeah?
Yeah, but you know, the real horror movies, look, come on, we're talking Rob Zombie level of blood, guts, and gore, you know, and it's kind of hard, like...
Yeah, I know.
You know? You take out anything red and squishy, and it's like, you know, it's kind of, you know.
Yeah, what's next?
Yeah. We're so jaded. I mean, how many chop-em-up scenes have we seen in our collective life?
Too many.
You know, it's like, It's like, here's a horror movie. Chop them up, tits and ass, and go to print. That's it.
And you can reverse those too.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't matter.
Either one.
Have you seen Zombieland?
No.
No? I don't have a desire. It's only because it's Woody Harrelson, and I think he is the ugliest thing on 2 feet. And I couldn't stomach him on Cheers, and I remember him being back then, and... And he's still homely as sin. And in my opinion, I'm sure there's women out there that find that
beakish
nose and, yeah. and horrid looks, you know, appealing. But for me, no, just doesn't float my boat. But,
yeah, he ranks about Johnny Depp with me, so.
Oh, really? Well, at least Johnny's good looking. Well, you got to give him that.
No, I don't.
Oh, come on.
I don't have to give him anything. That French fry.
Oh, stop. Oh, well, anyway, so I haven't seen Zombieland, and I know they did a whole zombie day down in Asbury Park. And
oh, my God.
Yeah, they were doing where you go down and get your makeup done, and they do the whole zombie parade, and I know Coney Island does its mermaid parade every year, and I'm like, well, this is pretty cool, you know. But the movie just, you know, I think I saw the commercial for Zombieland.
I did too, yeah.
And I did get a kick out of the part where they throw the body over and the kid takes out of his pocket those Purell. I'm like, you know what? I could see me doing that. Like, let's have some Purell, you know. I thought that was cute, you know. But I'm like, to me, it struck me as another one of those movies where just seeing the coming attractions or the commercial was enough to say, I got it. Don't need to spend $8 to go sit and watch it, you know.
Yep. Nope. Pass.
Yeah. Sorry. Although, There is this show, hopefully that will be coming to television, whether in the spring or more, spring of 2010 or possibly, or hopefully more like fall of 2010, called Ghost Chicks.
Really? I haven't heard of it.
Yeah. And actually, it's going to have...
Is it going to have TNA?
Tina and Andrea? Maybe. I can't remember how we're casting or what the girls' names are, but yeah, maybe.
Tiffany and...
Amber! Yeah. Look at my God!
You better watch out.
No, I've pleaded with the producers of No Bubbleheads, please. I don't care if the girl is 5'9" and, you know, built like runway material. Just let her have an IQ greater than a pineapple, you know, and a brain in her head.
And send her to Scranton.
Your first assignment.
Exactly.
We're looking for Brian's sexual activity. Can you find this?
Please. Or is he really a dampener?
Oh, Jesus. No. Well, anyway, so the show, I mean, they're calling it Ghost Chicks. I don't know. It's going to be... with Rosemary Ellen Guiley, who is a very famous author, and, you know, let's face it, she is the egghead of paranormal. I mean, the woman is just, like, she's got an entire fortress encyclopedia in her cranium. I mean, have you ever listened? I listened to one of her interviews that she just did recently on some internet show. And even, like, when she was on our show, I was like, I even told my dad, you gotta listen to this. This woman's freaking remarkable. And so the other night, I was listening to her on another show, and I'm like, oh my God, I never get bored listening to her. I mean, it's just like you get the one guy gets one question out, and she's got 75 minutes worth of like da 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 da. And she delineates all these different things: the names, the demons, the angel names, where it comes from, this lore, that lore. It's like holy crap. So anyway,
I was just kind of thinking, you know, it's kind of like Charlie's Angels.
Oh, so please.
So she'd be what, Kate Smith?
And you know what? Jane Doherty's son had said that. Is this going to be like, you know, like, are we going to make it more like Charlie's Angels? And I'm like, oh, don't.
Are you going to do the stance?
Yeah, exactly. And I just, you know, it scares me because I don't want the whole bubblehead effect. I don't want, like, oh, you know, we're pretty and know how to point a Raytech. Oh, okay. You know, I'll smile and hold my EMF meter like Vanna White. No.
Can I have an L?
So anyway, so Rosemary Ellen Guiley is on board with it. Jane Doherty, who has been at our paranormal conferences that we've had and out at Ghost World, and she's a phenomenal psychic medium. She's been on all the national shows.
Right.
I mean, years and years ago, I remember she was on that show called... Oh, it was with Tim White. He was the host, and it was on Friday nights, and eventually X-Files came out and took that time slot.
I don't know.
Now the name escapes me, and I'm going to be kicking myself later. But anyway, she was on that for the Spy House.
Okay.
They filmed there. So Jane's going to be doing this. And I think, you know, like, we're going to have it pretty much set up, hopefully, at the end of the show. We'll, you know, either Skype Rosemary in, because she's... living, I forget, I think up in Connecticut now. You know, so it'll be like a panel of the three of us there at the end, going over the case and stuff, and the investigation that we did. But, you know, within the show itself, the context and of the show, it'll be like Jane, like I can do all the paranormal investigator stuff and do all the groundwork in terms of filling out the forms, assessing the people, establishing the baseline, but then not say anything to her.
Right.
And let her walk through, and I'll just take notes and do some recording, hopefully get some EVPs while she's psychically picking up stuff. And then we can
have Rosemary do the research.
Well, we're going to have two girls brought in that are younger, one to be in charge of the equipment. And they've already ordered, like, all this stuff. I got emails. Oh, my God. They're ordering, like, all these infrared cameras, DVR systems. They've got the highest level EMF thing you can buy. And I'm like, well, cool. So we're going to have...
So tell me where you're at, and I'll see what I can snag.
Yeah, nice. So we're going to have some pretty happening equipment, you know, to do the show. And, you know, so we'll have the two girls, one who will be in charge of the equipment. And it was funny, John Ariccio, who's the director, producer of this, you know, he and Tony Rugnetta, and John's like, he goes, one thing I'm not filming is unwiring, you know, like unrolling cable and rolling cable back up. He's like, putting that's just boring. And... you know, he's like, I don't want to get that lights out crap. And I'm like, fine. You know, it's like, I don't have a problem with that. I said, I'd rather get into more of the meat of the subject.
Right.
The family, the investigation itself. And can we help them? Because, you know, the female perspective is how they've coined it. But it's really, it is almost like the paranormal meets The View, if you've ever seen that show on weekdays with Barbara Walters and Whoopi Goldberg. Okay, well, it's a whole female panel.
Yeah.
And there's women from varying ages and walks of life. So every demographic is represented. So that's mass appeal, which is great. And so we're kind of like that in terms of having like the seasoned, you know, psychic and investigator and authors, and with the two younger ones that, you know, do this, and one will be in charge of, you know, doing the legwork on the historical research.
Right, right. Okay.
The other one will do the technical stuff. We'll have Jane for the psychic, and Rosemary chiming in with all the book knowledge of, because, you know, like a lot of times I can walk in and be getting a reading, and something historically may come up, and then it's great to have someone like Rosemary to say, well, this is what we got. And she can say, oh, you know what? When I wrote such and such, this is what that's classified under. And she can give the more book knowledge explanation of what, hopefully. I mean, this is all, the main goal is to not come off looking like a bunch of bubble-headed idiots and, you know, and have it done.
That's going to be tough for you.
I know. But Jane said she'd coach me. She's like, because John's like, well, how are you about being on camera? And I'm like, well, I said, I do prefer radio, you know. But Jane's like, oh, we got to shop every week because, you know, viewers, they write in. They notice if you've worn the same shirt twice. I'm like, is that why Taps has like 7 million ghost hunting Taps t-shirts?
Probably.
Yeah. Like, God, they must go broke buying t-shirts for those guys, you know.
No, they get them all for free. I'm sure.
Probably.
Company that prints them sends them, what, 100, 200 t-shirts for free?
Hmm. Yeah. Well, anyway, so that's what's in the works. You know, they're doing, John and Tony and this other guy, I forget his name, they're all doing the casting now for the two younger girls to be on the show. So that way we have the younger ones who are kind of looking to us for a little bit more advice and coaching, but they're also, like, they're coming up through the ranks type of deal.
Right, right.
And they are that.
That what?
You know, that appeal.
Oh, yes. A certain demographic appeal.
Yes. Gotcha. Yes. So this way, if the guy, you know, is at home with his hand down his pants and his beer on the other hand, and he's putting the beer down long enough to channel surf, and he sees this cutie, it'll hopefully stop him in his tracks long enough to at least say, well, this show isn't too bad, you know. I don't get this whole ghost
thing,
but
me.
She's cute, you know. So, yeah, you know, because I'm like, ugh. So hopefully, you know, we've got links to, they've put up a MySpace page and a Facebook page. And
Who hasn't put one up?
I know. But the main website is ghostchicks.com. Jane Doherty's son, James, is going to be revamping that and really putting in like a really good form. So for those of you out there who think, wow, my house is supremely active and paranormal and I can't take it anymore, if you go to the ghostchicks.com website, hopefully that form will be up. You can fill it out. Now, I should caution you, because if you fill that out and send it in, there's going to be a little disclaimer saying, you know, if we select you, you're giving us permission to come in and film at your house, you know. And if you don't want that, make sure you either uncheck it or however he builds the form.
Right, right.
Or go to njghs.net, because we'll do the investigation for free, but it's not going to be televised. It'll be very discreet.
Well, it depends on where the house is.
Right. In the tri-state. I mean, we do New York, New Jersey, and PA.
Right, but is that where, is the show going to be televised nationally, or?
Hopefully, I think right now we have to, when we start filming, and they're looking at filming in November, starting to film, because one, I think, cable network, and I don't know which one it is, said, you know, do at least three episodes, the pilot and two episodes, And if they feel it's going to fly, then they said you have to be ready to pull together a total of 13 episodes quickly. So basically, we're all contributing our time and dime initially. And if it gets bought and we start to see a paycheck, then maybe we'll even have a budget where we could go outside of the tri-state area. Right, but for now, we're going to, because we're all having to pay our own gas, lodging, meals, you know, equipment, everything. True to Ghost Hunter form, you know, then that's what's going to happen. It's going to be in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. So we'll just keep it local. And they're also pounding the pavement looking for cases. But if anybody out there says, hey, I know, because we don't want to just do all historical sites and we don't want to do just all private homes. Right. We'd like to show what it's like to be in and helping a family deal with this situation instead of like operating from that abrasive perspective of you're crazy until proven innocent. We are more like, okay, you know, we understand this stuff happens. We get it. Now, in your case, it may be something is a little off, you know, paranormally, or something may just be off with you mentally, but we're not going to walk in just with that attitude, we're going to be a little bit more understanding and accepting and, you know. And I think that's how we've always, like, when we've done the NJGHS cases.
Pretty much.
I mean, I've screened them over the phone over the years to know when someone's just unstable and not worth me packing up a team and heading down there to deal with something. And then, you know, but early on, we all made those mistakes. Mm-hmm. We didn't know how to weed that stuff out until we got down there and we're like, oh my God, Fruit Loops, this person's nuts. Holy crap, get me out of here. You know, and now after so many years of doing this, yeah, I can over the phone tell what's genuine, what's not. But I think it's the main thing is to go in and just, you know, sometimes too what I've noticed is people, they're experiencing stuff and I look at it this way. If they've finally gotten up enough nerve and they're that desperate that they're reaching out via email or a phone call to say, I think something's here.
Right, right.
You know, granted, there are those that want the attention who are reaching out. And again, you know how to weed those out. But then there's those genuine ones that think, and they'll, because the first thing they'll usually say is, I think I'm losing my mind. I can't even believe I'm calling you and telling you this, I can't take it anymore. That's usually the more genuine case, you know. So, and we're open to that, and we're not just going to dismiss someone as some whack job. We just want, we'll investigate and see, you know.
Not that they won't find them, but.
So anyway, so you can check out ghostchicks.com, become a fan on Facebook, and become a friend on MySpace. The links are on the site, and there's even a Ghost Chicks page I put on the NJGHS site, so all the links are there too, so if you can't remember.
When you give out the right link.
Yeah, I know. I fixed it. But yeah, so you can go there, you know, on the NJGHS page too. And then, because we were told that the bigger fan base we establish, the better it's going to look when the show is filmed and in the can and you're shopping it, that they'll say, oh, well, they already have a site. They already have this many people that are saying thumbs up. Yeah, I want to watch this when it comes on. So that's a good selling point. So, and think about it, ladies. This is your chance. You know, all these shows that are out there, all men, right? This is the first time that it's going to be a show where the women are at the helm of it and running and doing the work. And, you know, so, all right.
Very good.
Cool. Want to just run through meeting announcements?
Sure.
All righty. We have the Central Jersey Division on October 7th in the Hazlitt Library from 7 to 8:30 p.m. 251 Middle Road is the address of the Hazlitt Library. And Gregory and Sherry Irish will be there, your team leaders, resuming their roles. Yippee. And I will be there as well. And then the North Jersey Division is on October 20th. It's always the third Tuesday of the month from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Yellow Room of the Community Center located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. This month's meeting topic is Prophets and Prophecies. And the team leader, Dina Tirico, will be leading that fascinating discussion. So I would say drop in for that. I think she's also running something that night where she's going to give a prize away for whoever shows up in costume with the best costume on or something. I think we sent out a Yahoo blast about it, but, you know, or it's on the webpage, but she was going to run some contest like that. I'm like, cool. Okay, that's cool. And as always, meetings are free and open to the public to attend. You do not have to be a member. You know, you can show up and see if this is something you're interested in. You do have to be a member to do a cemetery hunt, but they're done now because we're back in the cooler weather, so the cemetery hunts are done. But show up at a meeting. There's usually no meeting in December, although in Hackettstown we'll have like what we did last year, bake sale and sell some stuff and just get together for some, you know, people can just come for the meeting and just make merry type of deal. Like last year I baked a lot of cupcakes and sold a ton of them, and so other people brought some stuff, and I'll have like the different calendars for 2010 from Llewellyn Publishing, and you know, Ghost Hunting New Jersey book. All those little last-minute stocking stuffers, plus, you know, come and have something to eat, drink, and be merry, so that'll be nice. But that's in December, but typically there's no meeting, per se, that month, you know. Alrighty, so we're going to take a quick break.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits!
Oh yeah, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive-time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostanddemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostanddemon.com. The Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Hi, I'm Scott L. of Ghostly Talk Paranormal Talk Radio, and you're listening to Deadline Podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Parashare. Do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. For each Parashare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. Only one credit necessary, which means only one Parashare email. Or you may cash in 10 credits for a natal chart. That's a $75 value. We will keep track of the Parashares and let you know when you hit 10, and then you can send me your birth date, birth time, and birthplace, and I will send you a full color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes too. Guess what?
Let me guess.
No. Parashare this week.
Shock of all shocks.
You know, it's not enough that you and I have to bust our butts on everything else. People can't even send in. I posted on Facebook, MySpace. I sent out a Yahoo blast.
Screw you, people.
You know. And so what you're about to hear is a story off of Yahoo because nobody. Because
you all suck.
I wasn't going to put it that way, but nobody took the initiative to send anything in.
You know me. I don't hold back.
I know. I got to love your honesty.
I'm far enough away.
So here you go. Scientists see numbers inside people's heads. By carefully analyzing brain activity, scientists can tell what number a person has just seen, research now reveals. They can similarly tell how many dots a person was presented with. moving on. Past investigations had uncovered brain cells in monkeys that were linked with numbers. Although scientists have found brain regions linked with numerical tasks in humans, the frontal and parietal lobes, to be exact, until now, patterns of brain activity linked with specific numbers had proven elusive. Scientists had 10 volunteers watch either numerals or dots on a screen while a part of their brain, known as the intraparietal cortex, was scanned. It's a region of the parietal lobe especially linked with numbers. They next rigorously they really went at it and analyzed brain activity to decipher which patterns might be linked with numbers the volunteers had observed. When it came time to small numbers of dots, the researchers found that brain activity patterns changed gradually in a way that reflected the order nature of the numbers. For example, one might be able to conclude that the pattern for 6 is between that for 5 and 7. In the case of the numerals, the researchers could not detect the same gradual change. This suggests their methods simply might not be sensitive enough to detect this progression yet, or that these symbols are in fact coded as more precise, discrete entities in the brain. Activation patterns for numbers of dots seem to be stronger, are more easily discriminated than those for digits, suggesting that maybe still more neurons encode specifically numbers of objects, the evolutionary older representation, than abstract symbolic numbers, said researcher Evelyn Eager at the University of Paris Sud, which is south, in Orsay, France. Given that numbers are in principle infinite, it is very unlikely that the brain can have or we can detect a signature for each number, Eager noted. There is some hint in our data that smaller numbers have a clearer signature, which may be related to their frequency of occurrence in daily life. But further work would be needed to say something more definite about this and about how the brain deals with large numbers. The methods employed in this research could ultimately help unlock how the brain makes sophisticated calculations and how the brain changes as people learn math, the researchers said. We are only beginning to access the most basic building blocks that symbolic math probably relies on, Eager said. We still have no clear idea of how these number representations interact and are combined in mathematical operations, but the fact that we can resolve them in humans gives hope that at some point we can come up with paradigms that let us address this. The scientists detailed their findings online September 24th in the journal Current Biology, so you should check that out if you're interested in further reading on how your brain processes numbers and how they detect this. That's interesting.
Yes, we have no bananas. We have no
bananas. Is that what you were busy over there flipping around? I saw, he's like, I'm like, boy, he's either really into this story or he's looking for something.
After that story, I thought we needed something.
Yes, yes. Well, hey, you know, I'm doing the best I can here, dude. You know, nobody sent in any freaking parashares. What am I supposed, you know? Come on. I saw this. I thought, well, at least it's scientific.
I was looking for a snoring sound, but I couldn't find it. So I was like, oops.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the whole science math thing with numbers and, you know. Oh, well. Well, there you go. That's your parashare segment of the show. We'll be right back.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Halloween is coming fast, and so is the 2009 Phantom Con in Hickory, North Carolina, October 16th through the 18th. Phantom Con will be the only host of the 2009 Haunted Survivors Tour. Guests include Shannon Sylvia of Ghost Hunters International, Jeff Sylvia of Up for Discussion, Jan Pierce, Stephen LaChance, and Denise Jones of the Haunted Survivors Tour. Psychic medium to the stars, Lizzie Starr. Author and psychic, Katie Boyd. And psychic investigator, Jackie Carpenter. Also, Jason Gowan and Nathan Schoonover of the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show. Tickets start at $20 for one day and $35 for the two-day event, October 16th and 17th. There will also be an evening ghost hunt and a special Sunday event, October 18th, both with limited seating. Discover more about the paranormal and the 2009 Phantom Con at www.phantomcon.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Skirman.
And I'm Mark Moran.
We travel on the roads more weird with our show Weird US.
And you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Hey, welcome back. It is time for Haunted Trivia. And even this has sucked lately. People have not even been giving it a shot. Okay, you know, I give up. Last week's question was about the restaurant in Portland, Oregon, its chief complaint on the paranormal level, a ghost that flushes the toilets in the men's room. However, the most unsettling experience happened to one of the waitresses. We went all through this last week, right, where she was going downstairs to tally up her tips, and she got pushed by an unseen hand, and when the bartender and doorman came down to help her, a mop and a bucket was thrown at them, blah, 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 blah. What was the name of this restaurant? The answer, the White Eagle Cafe.
Duh, people.
Okay. This week's Haunted Trivia asks, what location in my book, Ghost Hunting, New Jersey, did I capture an interesting EVP on a sunny Sunday afternoon? Be the first person to email hauntedtrivia at njghs.net with the correct answer, and you'll win a copy of Ghost Hunting, New Jersey.
Wow.
Which, if you can answer the question, then odds are you already have the book, but you could then win one and give it to somebody else. As always, team leaders and those people who have won in the last 30 days are not eligible to win.
Ha ha, I'm not either.
But we don't have that issue with winning in the past 30 days. Although, I do think Andrew won a t-shirt, so he was to collect that at this month's meeting with Dina, but that's about it. And Andrew, you know who you are, so, yeah, you're screwed on this one, but hey. So let's see, I got to tell everybody, I got this hell of a schedule coming up here for presentations, and I've even been invited back for a book signing at Paranormal Books and Curiosities. Ooh. Okay. So let's see, October 5th, 7 p.m., I'll be at the Clifton Public Library in Clifton, New Jersey. October 18th, from 3 to 5 p.m., I will be doing a book signing of Ghost Hunting New Jersey at Paranormal Books and Curiosities in Asbury Park. October 20th, 7:45 p.m., I am presenting to the Ladies Auxiliary at the Raritan Yacht Club. That's for members only. October 21st, 6:30 p.m., I will be in the Warren County Library Northeast Branch, that's 63 Route 46 in Hackettstown, presenting Mysteries of the Paranormal. If I don't say Mysteries of the Paranormal, it means I'm doing the Paranormal Investigating, Capturing Ghost Pictures and Voices presentation, okay? Which is your GH101. October 22nd, 6:30 p.m., I will be at the Sayreville Public Library in Parlin, New Jersey. October 24th at 1 p.m., I will be at the Mount Olive Public Library, which is 202 Flanders Drakestown Road in Mount Olive, New Jersey. October 25th at 7 p.m., I will be in the Weehawken Free Public Library in Weehawken, New Jersey, doing Mysteries of the Paranormal. October 27th, I'll be back at the Sayreville Public Library doing Mysteries of the Paranormal. October 28th, I will be at the main branch of the Warren County Library at 199 Hardwick Road in Belvedere. October 29th, I'm presenting again to this nursing studies class on death and dying at Monmouth University, and that's, of course, for the class members only. And October 30th, from 8:30 to 3 p.m., I will be at, well, actually, I have to be there at 7 in the morning.
Holy crap.
On October 30th till 3 in the afternoon at Roxbury High School. It's for the students who sign up for it only. Apparently, I had to do a whole brochure on it, and all the teachers are mentioning this, and students during certain classes that want to go, they're going to see how much of a demand there is, and they'll either have me set up in a big classroom, or they may just have me in the auditorium all day presenting the condensed version of GH101 in 40-minute intervals for the entire day. And then I'm supposed to go that night, drive down to Cape May, and present the thing from start to finish at the Capers Conference in Cape May, New Jersey, at 9 p.m., which I don't know if I'll have a voice left after giving a 40-minute presentation 8 hours throughout the day. And
make sure you have a lot of water.
Yeah, seriously. So I'm mentioning Paranormal Books and Curiosities. They are having a special right now. So you get 10% off your in-store purchase at Paranormal Books and Curiosities. They're on Cookman Avenue in Asbury Park from now until October 31st when you mention Ghost Chick. That's me, Ghost Chick. 4% off the admittance to the Vampire Ball. Vampire Ball will be granted as well if you mention Ghost Chick from now until October 31st at Paranormal Books and Curiosities. I'm half tempted to go to the Vampire Ball because I'd have to drive back up from Cape May, swing through Asbury Park, and toying with the idea. I'll see how much I have to do at Cape May. So, and don't forget to be a friend on America's Haunted Road Trip. They have the three new books or whatever that came out, Texas, Maryland, and Pennsylvania this year. So check them out. They're at www.americashauntedroadtrip.com.
What is that?
I'm sorry, www.americashauntedroadtrip.com. And the link is on our homepage. And don't forget, on Thursday, October 1st, vote for the deadline on Podcast Alley. The link is on the homepage of our site, njghs.net, and it's on the deadline page, too. Anything else?
Nope, you said a mouthful.
I know. Well, thank you once again to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of the deadline.
Hail to the king, baby.
Our beloved team leaders, Dina Tirico and Gregory and Sherry Irish. And of course, thanks to all of you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly because at some point in life you have to meet the deadline.